This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin legislature would raise municipal court fees, but some Milwaukee County supervisors are opposing the measure. Supporters say the increases are needed to cover rising costs, as some court fees haven't been raised in over 30 years. But opponents say the surcharges would disproportionately impact low-income individuals and communities. Supervisor Justin Balinski.
This is not the first time we've seen this legislature try to sort of pass off our courts and various functions into fees like this. You know, really think we need to be moving away from this as a model.
The bills are still making their way through the state legislature. Milwaukee County leaders are urging state lawmakers to pass a package of bills designed to protect immigrants across the Badger State. Wisconsin Democrats introduced the legislation over the summer amid federal immigration operations across the country. Milwaukee County Supervisor Ann O'Connor.
You know, a few miles to the south of us, across the border in Illinois, in Chicago, we've seen what's happening. We've seen the harm caused and the intimidation and fear, and we just need to know what is going on.
The legislation still needs to be approved by the State Assembly and State Senate. The Milwaukee Police Department has reached a new contract with the city. It includes retroactive raises, a 3.25% raise for 2026, and protections from officer furloughs. Milwaukee Police Association President Alexander Ayala.
This is going to stop the resignations because they were leaving because of the low wages. So now we're competitive to any surrounding, you know, police department. So we're the big city, we have the big toys, and now we have the equal pay that's comparable to all the other jurisdictions. So my main focus is going to be to start rebuilding those numbers for MPD because they need it.
The new contract is set to expire at the end of 2026. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I got to pull everything within arm's reach because if, you know, I got, well, hang on. Oh, there it is. I got short arms. I mean, I really don't, but, you know, it sounds good to really say that. So I'm just saying. How's your day been? It snowed a bit yesterday after 3 o'clock. I thought it was going to be this big, huge, cantankerous snow, you know, that like that snow we had the other day. And it ended up being, like, virtually nothing. I just kind of scooped it up and threw some salt down and left it alone. So it worked out kind of great. It worked out kind of great. I think it did. I think that it worked out phenomenally. Don't you? So I've been doing some thinking, and you know, every December, I tend to talk about what's coming up in the new year, talk about some things that are happening and some things that are important to the Black community. Not everybody looks at it that way, and I'm not trying to be disingenuous, but I want to talk to Black people, okay? And I don't want people to get upset, and it doesn't mean that I'm not talking to you, and it doesn't mean, well, that didn't come out right. It doesn't mean I'm not talking to you, and it also doesn't mean that you need to worry. Does that make sense? Okay. So, this is for Black people so that they can understand some of the things that are going on in the city of Milwaukee, and they can understand how life is going to be in 2026. I have three things that I believe the Black community needs to pay attention to in 2026 that's going to change your life, your family, and your future. So every day I'm going to try to hustle up two, three, four, maybe five times a week, three things every day that Black people need to really look at in 2026. This is not a resolution. It's not a wish list. It's about priorities. Three things. And if you have a comment about it, 833-212-1017 is the number. Always remember to stream, and you can watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so that you never miss a live show. So if I come on live, it'll tell you, hey, Dr. Ken is coming on. So three pillars Black community needs. We need to look at our money and our ownership, our health and our healing. And number three, our unity and our voice. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 elections coming up next year, and we need to pay attention. So let's go through this. Number one, we need to pay attention and prioritize our money and our ownership. We have to pay attention. I don't mean your check. I said ownership. We've been trained to think about income and not assets. So we'll say, yeah, I make a lot of money. I make good money. But if I ask, what did you do with all that? And are you still paying for stuff 10 years after you bought it? Everybody get quiet. We need to change that in 2026. So ask yourself, do I know exactly how much debt I have and what kind? Do I have at least one account that's a 401k or 403b or IRA brokerage account, something where you're saving money? And do you have a plan to own something that produces value, that gives you money? Stop worrying about I got to pay taxes. And no, this is more educational. This is all educational. This has nothing to do with me being an advisor or a counselor. But you have to own something, stock, real estate, business, intellectual property, a book, something that produces value, that generates enough revenue and income to be an asset. This cannot be the year you make it. This needs to be the year you keep it, grow it, and protect it. Don't let every emergency become a crisis. Don't worry about if your car breaks and you need fixing. Save money so that when it breaks, you pay for it. I've seen people go into debt with a $10,000 emergency fund. It just makes no sense. If the car breaks, it's a crisis. Family gets sick, it's a crisis. One missed paycheck, and you're in a free fall. You need to pay attention to your spending habits. You need to pay attention to those automatic payments that'll kill you. I go through my subscriptions every day. And I ask myself, do I need that? If I want it, I pay for it on an annual basis. And then I put a little thing in that says, hey, my calendar pops up and tells me my subscription is about to lapse in, you know, 4 days, 5 days, whatever. You need peace. And peace comes at a cost. That means the best investment is paying off a debt that's been sitting and weighing on your spirit for years, like your house. But let's be real. No community is going to respect us more than we respect ourselves. Economic power will not buy you dignity, but it buys time, it buys choices, it buys mobility, it buys options, and it lets you walk away from a job that's killing you, leave a situation that's draining you, or fund a dream that's been stuck in your notebook and your mind for a decade. Don't just say, I want more money in 2026. Say, I want more ownership. And then there's health and healing. We got to pay attention to it. And I mean physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Black people carry a lot of trauma. The community carries a lot of trauma, financial stress, racism. We're scared for our children, especially black boys and young men. We're scared for ourselves. The problem is we've normalized pain. Surviving, we have got to get out of survival mode. We got to stop complimenting each other on how well we handle trauma. That means you got to move to healing. That means paying attention. Uh-oh, I'm going to get in trouble, but Thanksgiving's over. That means you got to pay attention to what your bodies have been whispering to you for years. The headaches, the high blood pressure, the pills you're taking, the sleep you're not getting, the weight so big that your knees can't take it anymore. Pay attention to your mind and what it's telling you, the anxiety, the anger, the numbness, the having lived through so many things that it just becomes normalized to you to the point where there's no joy in things you really used to love to do. And pay attention to the spirit that's inside of you, that voice that keeps telling you this is not how you're supposed to live. Take 2026 and do something about it. And remember, if you're black, asking for help doesn't mean weakness. You're not soft. A therapist, a counselor, a pastor, a coach, somebody, support group, anything. Sometimes healing actually looks like going to a therapist or going to a doctor to answer those questions that you don't want answers because you stuck your head in the sand because you want to pretend like you're not sick. When you deal with the doctor, don't leave till you get the answers that you need. That means you got to do simple stuff like walk more, drink more water, breathe deeper, and learn how to say my favorite two-letter word. No. And so you need to build a health team in 2026, a medical doctor, a dentist, an eye doctor, a therapist, and a nutritionist. Do you have any of those? When's the last time you've been to the dentist? I can say that. I need to go. What habits do you need to stop doing that are killing you? What boundaries do you need to set because other people keep burning up all your time? Your body is not a machine. It cannot be replaced. By the same token, your spirit is not a trash can that everybody else gets to dump stuff on. And don't leave your mind unattended because it's not a battlefield, because the only person you'll end up fighting with is yourself. But now it comes to you and me, our unity and our voice. Distraction is a full-time industry that we call social media. We argue, we celebrate, we gossip, and all we talk about are the things that don't matter. Who put out the music? Pop culture. Who cares? We got issues with schools, police, housing, healthcare, and voting. Those are the five things in Milwaukee we got to pay attention to this year. It shapes your life. It'll shape the life of your children and your grandchildren. If you're not careful, you'll know more about who's beefing on the internet than who your state representative is. That can't be us. You got to pay attention to who speaks for us, what they're signing, and where our voice actually counts. Taking some survey on Facebook doesn't mean your voice counts. What votes do you make? What board seats do you have? What community meetings do you go to? What professional spaces are you in? Do you even go to your kids' parent-teacher conference? Unity, and Black people have gotten this wrong for decades. Unity doesn't mean we have to agree on everything. It means we have to agree on enough to move us in the right direction. And at this point, any direction. It doesn't mean that you vote Democrat all the time or vote Republican all the time or vote at all. Just vote. When you feel like it, when it's important, when it counts. It means we don't tear each other down in public for sport. It means we learn how to disagree without destroying each other. So you got to ask yourself, are you a builder or a critic? In everywhere you are, your fraternity, your sorority, church, family, organizations you work with, do you know the basic local power players? Do you have a line into the mayor's office, your city council representative, school board, DA, sheriff's office, all that, county executive? And where are you using your voice? Screaming and hollering doesn't work, and remaining silent doesn't work. So where do you put yourself? Following somebody on a hashtag ain't gonna matter. So what does all this mean? Stop working for money and start making money. Stop pretending you're okay when you are morbidly obese. Your knees don't work. You got high blood pressure. You got a headache every day. Go to your appointments. Have those crucial conversations that are totally uncomfortable, but you got to do the work to heal. And don't let distractions keep you from power. Know who represents you. Talk to them. Call them. Speak up. Show up. But also support them. I think if you focus on those three things, your money, your health, and the collective power of the Black community, 2026 will not be just another year. It can't be about just defeating Donald Trump when your city is going to hell. Because we have to remember we're not powerless. We're not beyond broken repair. We're not destined to repeat the same thing year after year after year after year, that we are capable of discipline. We are capable of healing. And we can unite and strategize and have a long-term vision for Black Milwaukee. Don't make a resolution for 2026. Make a decision to own more, to live healthier, and to stand up and speak up. I think these are the three things Black people in Milwaukee need to pay attention to have a collective voice. I think if we commit to this, it's not going to be a new year. It'll be the beginning of a new chapter.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Oh, ooh-wee. Oh, when I'm looking at you, I keep thinking, why can't she be like you? So I'm scheming. I can't go on like this, believing that her love
listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. We late this week. That's because Glenn has stuff to do. You know, NYGP. Did you go home for Thanksgiving?
I did not, actually. I stayed here, hung out with a family friend. So
yeah, because you wouldn't have got back.
No, I had a good time. No, I enjoyed my Thanksgiving. Lots of football, lots of food. So I had a good time.
I was looking at all those flights Sunday. Cancel. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been worth the hassle.
Ooh. And you fly into what, LaGuardia?
Yes.
Tell you. So your Packers won.
They did. Jordan Love is constantly proving the critics wrong. He's been quiet through all the adversity. He's owned up to his part in, you know, some of their struggles offensively, but
just get it done.
Yeah, great game from Wicks. Dobbs scored a touchdown also. You know, they ran the ball well. They played defense. They made stops. The Lions more or less shot themselves in the foot a lot of times during that game. They were very aggressive on fourth down, but
They blew their leg off, dude. They didn't shoot themselves. They blew their leg off.
Okay, you said it, not me.
I was like, what? Like, okay, you're winning. You have the lead, you have the momentum, and
he's a big analytics guy, though. He leans into the analytics. If it's fourth and short and they're at midfield, he trusts their defense that much, and it came back to bite them. There's times where it works and there's times where it doesn't. So they overestimated, obviously, the Packers' defense. Micah was amazing, 2.5 sacks.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, they lost Wyatt for the year, which hurts. You know, that's a big part of that defense, but They're growing as, you know, they're in a spot where I guess it feels better that they're kind of being underestimated, I think.
Right.
People aren't too hot on them as they were to start the season. So
we haven't seen a defensive end like that since Reggie White.
I would agree. He's a game changer, game wrecker. And again, the numbers don't do him any justice. Obviously, he's not at the top of the leaderboard for sacks or anything like that.
He shouldn't be.
But he changes the game plan for quarterbacks, for running backs, anything. You have to run away from him, and you have to triple team him. So
now I got to change my entire playbook.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see. It's one of the best trades. You know, obviously, hopefully it ends up in a championship or even, you know, if we could get a conference final, or not a conference finals, but an NFC, you know, championship appearance, something like that, something to validate what we're seeing, you know, on tape every week.
Well, that means you need a coach that actually changes up in the middle of a game.
He's getting it. He's understanding.
Well,
he's
the
hearing the critics.
The only reason they won is because the Lions messed up.
Yes. I wouldn't say that, though.
Come on now. If you're being honest, and once again, you saw no difference in the first half and the second half offensively. That's a problem.
Well, the thing is, too, something that people kind of have to pay attention to, there was the same play or that play where Wicks scored on the left side of the end zone.
Right.
They threw the same play to Dobbs later in the game. So they stuck with what was working. And obviously LaFleur is understanding the play calls that, you know, get them in good spots and put them in good positions. They're basically holding their water. Again, we haven't seen a dominant game from Jacobs in a couple weeks, but and obviously he's dealing with the knee injury too, so he's a little slower on that end. But there's some wide receivers who we now are growing to trust and, you know, lean on a little bit more. There's not necessarily a star wide receiver that we have. It's just by committee.
You don't need a star.
And they're proving that every week.
All you need is consistency. So what's the thing Love has to do in order to make it?
I think, again, something that we've complained about all season is that they're not getting the ball downfield, that they haven't had a deep threat. And so, again, I would love to see him take more chances because the defense is so prolific. Yep. I think if we could get a game, for example, if they're playing the Bears this week, obviously, huge game. Bears are first in the, you know, NFC. They're first in the division.
Yep.
I'd pay money to see them play action, throw a Hail Mary or something, first play of the game, just to set the tone, just to let them know that they can do it. And worst case scenario, obviously, you're going to turn the ball over. Things happen.
But he's going to have to change the play. And for some reason, he won't change the play.
I don't want to say he's a robot. He trusts his coach.
He's a robot.
He trusts his coach, though.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Yes.
There's a point where you know that the play and the defense shifts. I have to change the play. What we're about to do right now, and you see it every time. Jacobs runs into a pile. Why are you running into a pile? Because that's the play they play. And because the defense shifted and you didn't change the play. And I don't understand why he won't. At some point, you're just going to have to holler at me because I changed the play. And it worked, it worked. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I think it goes back to your point about risk.
Yeah, I think that the team is understanding what they can get away with. Again, This is a team that is built to stop you in long distance situations, if it's third and medium or even third and long.
But I can chop you up.
Yeah. And again, this is a team that
4 yards at a time.
Yeah. The secondary is playing okay. They're holding up. The pass rush is great. But again, I think if they take more chances, they'll be all right. For again, if they can throw the ball 40 yards, 30 yards downfield and, you know, at least turn it over, you pin them. So what? Stop them, hold them to a field goal. You come right back out and keep firing on offense again. I think that's what the change needs to be for Jordan Love. He needs to make the adjustments on the fly, trust what he's seeing, and take chances.
And that's what the Browns did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why they won that game against us early in the year. But
yes, they did. All right. Thanks, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. You know what? I like the playoffs. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play out. Play on, play out. Yo, Dre, drop the verse.
It's going down. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. This is Giving Tuesday. You have the power to make a difference in the lives of Milwaukee's next generation of leaders. Milwaukee College Prep is dedicated to providing access to a high-performing education for their scholars, which lays the foundation for success in college and beyond. And when you donate to MCP, you're not just giving money, you're giving opportunity. Every dollar you give goes directly toward enriching the lives of 2,000-plus scholars who walk through their doors every single day. Together, we can provide the foundation for bright futures for MCP scholars. So, give today on Giving Tuesdays by visiting mkeprep.com/givingtues2025. Make sure you check it out. 833-212-1017 is the number. Before I get to my topic, let me see who up in here. Let me see. Hey, Kwanda, how are you? Yes, study hall is in full effect. Willie, good afternoon. Happy leftover turkey taco Tuesdays. Only Sir Chance would come up with something like that. Reginald, how's it going? You got that free-range turkey? Dude, can you tell a turkey after you cook it and baste it and deep fry it, can you really tell that it was free-range version? Well, it tastes better. Well, stop. And here's the kicker. Watch this. I would source it, but people would get mad because I heard it in passing because somebody was complaining about it. But it was actually true. Americans are the only ones that eat turkeys on Thanksgiving. And you know what? Turkey's not good. It's dry as all get out. It's never moist. It never tastes good. Oh, my God, this is a good turkey. It looks so great. It's so beautiful. No, it's not. It's still nasty. Watch this. If turkey were not nasty, wouldn't we eat it the other 364 days out of the year? Yes. Do we eat it? No. There's a reason why. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Hey, what's up, Reginald? Sincere. Ronnie Ray Real. See, Melody's up in there. That one news guy. Dude, does he ever not work? Like, he is forever working. I love it. What's up, Mr. Madee? What's going on? Let me see who else. And Al is up in there causing trouble. S.E., good afternoon. I'll see. So everybody's up in there. And L.T. Dr. Ken, I forgot today was garbage day. Dang. It's a good thing it's cold outside. Dude, they canceled my garbage for Monday. They're picking it up Wednesday. I am at the limit. If they weren't picking my garbage up tomorrow, I would be putting plastic sheets in my SUV, put my garbage in there, and go drop it off at the dump. That's how much garbage I got. Because it's been since Monday before Thanksgiving, I forgot to put my cart out. So I haven't had garbage picked up since 2 weeks prior. This will make three. I'm like, I'm done. I can't miss this week. Maybe my teammates be like, hey, That gay. I'm pretending to be NYGP. That gay. I just want to tell you that you smell like garbage. One of them old banana peels that sat around for like 2 weeks. You're like, hey, dude. You ever been around somebody that had body odor?
Of course.
And you didn't know how to tell them, or they didn't know that they had body odor?
I never tell them. I just stop hanging out with them.
And they're just talking and moving. And it's like, well, I remember meeting a person who was a national TV anchor. If I said the name, everybody knew who this person was. Everybody black knew who this person was. And I was at a luncheon and they were the speaker. And so you know what they did, right? They did their show. They woke up at about 3 o'clock in the morning, did their show from like 5 to 9, hopped on a flight. It was a 2.5 hour flight. They landed and they came straight to the luncheon. And they went to hug me. And man, look, it was like the third hand reached out and slapped me across the face. And I was like, hey, how you doing? Oh my God, it's so great to, can we take a selfie? That was the fastest selfie I ever took in my life. You know how you get on your phone, you got an iPhone, even if it's locked, you can just swipe it and take the picture? That's exactly what I did. Usually I turn it on, I'm going to do some settings, and I didn't bother. I swipe, okay, thank you. I was like, woo, because you can't, you ever try talking while you're trying to hold your breath? It was that bad. I was like, wow. Here's the kicker. You ready? It was a woman. And how do you tell a woman? Or do you just go down to the store and be like, excuse me, yeah, here. You might want to use this. Is that the equivalent, or is it worse than walking around with your fly down and you tell somebody to zip it up and then they turn away like, I'm like, it's too late. You already saw it. Just zip it up and be done. Or bad breath. People get offended when you tell them their breath is bad. Anyway. I digress. So I'm going to say the name and it'll show you, because I don't think I know anybody on the truth that is supportive of former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes running for governor. Like, where in the lexicon of lunacy does he think he is going to actually have a chance to get the Democratic nomination? Somebody is either blowing smoke, or I can't even think of anybody he's in there to ruin. Because it can't be David Crowley. It can't be anybody else in the right. Like, what is he doing? It's dumb. It's dumb. But rather than talk about it, I'll let you hear about it on your own.
Just room this morning, former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is running for governor. Barnes just released his campaign video.
The only way for our state to move forward is to reject the Washington way and get things done the Wisconsin way.
Now, in the video, he pledges to, quote, stand up to President Donald Trump and make life more affordable for Wisconsin families.
It isn't about left or right. It's not about who can yell the loudest. It's about whether people can afford to live in the state they call home.
Barnes served as Wisconsin's first black lieutenant governor from 2019 to 2023 under Governor Tony Evers. He also previously served in the state legislature. Now, Barnes is also just announcing a statewide Wisconsin Way tour with stops planned throughout the week in Madison, Milwaukee, and in Green Bay. Barnes joins an already crowded Democratic field of candidates in the race for governor. Here's a look at who he's up against. Current Governor Tony Evers is not running for re-election.
So there you go. I'm yeah. What a waste. What a waste. Absolute waste. And they got all these black people standing behind him, Gwen Moore standing behind him. Why? You know what I think when I you know what, I'm not gonna say that. When I think about Mandela Barnes, you got to change his name, because that's all he was. It's terrible. He is making a drastic mistake. He is not Barack Obama. He doesn't have any of the charisma. He doesn't have a wife that can stand up to anybody and support her husband at the same time, Michelle. Like, dude, what are you doing? You are wasting time and you're wasting other people's money. From JS Online, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is joining Wisconsin's Democratic primary for governor, pledging to reject the Washington way. Right away, you step in it and you say something stupid. The Washington way? Who cares? I don't care that Donald Trump is president. He'll be gone in 3 years. Where will we be in 3 years? How are you as governor fighting Washington? Fix Wisconsin. Fix Milwaukee. Seems like the harder you work, the more Washington looks the other way. Why are we talking about Washington? Lower taxes for billionaires, higher prices for working people under Trump. Are you kidding me? You're running for governor in Wisconsin. It's idiocy. It's idiocy. And whoever wrote, I hope he didn't write it for himself. Whoever wrote this. And then the video opens with Barnes showcasing his dad's United Auto Workers local 1866 jacket. What? Ridiculous. And here's the bad part. He's going to suck all the air out of the room as a former lieutenant governor and loser to U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. People voted around him the last time he ran. I mean, think about that. They voted around him. Like, I'm voting for everybody except him. It's embarrassing. And he should stop. And every black person in the world is saying, don't run. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see who's supporting you, and then I'm not going to support them. That's how I'm going to play that game. That is the game we have to play in 2026. If you see somebody and you don't support them, then don't support the people that support them. Don't let them influence you. Don't let them make you vote for that person because, I'm voting for him, so you should too. No. I don't know whether or not his father's living or not, and this is not meant as any disrespect, but I don't care about your dad. I don't care about mom. I don't care about brothers and sisters and family. I care about what are you going to do for Wisconsin in the next 4 years? What will we look like? What will Milwaukee look like? What will the state of Wisconsin look like? What does the county look like? If all you're going to do is go fight Trump and scream and holler and not have any power to change anything, that doesn't do anything. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, good evening. Hope all is well. I think personally, by this individual running, they're kind of like splitting the votes. I'm not trying to be personal, but I do know the last time he was, you know, in that position or running, he really didn't reach out to black people next to Matt until the other people wasn't selling them. So I think it would be kind of catastrophic to even run, considering you're not even you really didn't even want to be part or reach out to a community. And my thing is, don't invite me to the barbecue, but then call me when you need me to fight. Have a great day.
Couldn't have said it better. It's a waste of time and energy. I would have to say this. Your money is best spent buying paint to paint a brick wall in the middle of a desert.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017. 1017 is the number. There's a lot of stuff jumping off locally. And I'm not feeling the whole Mandela Barnes running thing. I said it when he was talking about it, and you would think the backlash he got at that time from every single black entity in the world. I can't think of anyway. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm trying not to touch my stories for top five at five, but this one was kind of bizarre. From Kettle Moraine School District. Some parents are concerned over the content of a book. And it's a New York Times best-selling middle grade novel has proven to be controversial in the Kettle Moraine School District. School leaders have decided to remove it from a community reading list because of parent concerns. School leaders said the book Wish Tree by Catherine Applegate was distributed to families for a voluntary at-home community read at Dousman Elementary. In a letter from the 19th, the superintendent said the superintendent and chief academic officer said parents had some concerns about the book's content. They said the first reason was the way the main character, which is a tree called Wish Tree, introduces itself as a biologically male and female. Second reason was the storyline involves a religious minority family experiencing discrimination. And the third reason was that the tree describes keeping secrets, which some families felt sent a message that was not appropriate for a school-wide read. The book was suspended as a curriculum resource during the investigation. Christy DeMaster, a parent of students who previously attended Dousman, said she read the book. The tree starts to notice that this Muslim family is not being welcomed in the community. Their daughter had a wish to find a friend. The tone of the book was very optimistic. Really, the focus was on the fact that others in the community step up and help this family. Not if you're calling a tree a boy and a girl. I don't think so. Here's the thing that parents need to understand, and the school made a mistake. You shouldn't be promoting books for other people to read anyway. That's not your job. Number two, put the book in the library. If somebody reads it, they read it. If they don't, they don't. If they don't want their child to read it, say don't read it or do. I am a bit of a libertarian when it comes to books because I love to read and I love books. If you don't want your child to not read a book, speak up and say so. So I applaud Kettle Moraine parents at Dousman Elementary. I got you. The problem I have with the book is that why are you sending community read books? Like, stop. Like, some things you do are going to cause so much controversy that you should just stop doing it. Now, we have a problem in Milwaukee where we don't tell you. That's on the website. That's on the website. People don't pay attention to what their children are doing. And then children get these weird ideas. Where'd you get that from? School? What? People that started schools and started the education system, like Horace Mann, you need to go back and listen to some of the things he said and what we've been teaching people about public schools and even some private schools, just education in general. I'm not going to pick on public schools. Moving parents away from their children so that they can be basically indoctrinated in the way that government believes your child should be led. That's a problem. Make them good citizens. Make them trust the government. I get it, but not to that level where you disregard your parents. When we started locking parents up for going to a school board meeting and speaking up for their children, I remember an educator telling me that they basically were the most important thing in their child and my child's life. Needless to say, I didn't slap them because I didn't go to jail because I'm here talking to you. But at some point, you need to take control of your children. Don't get scared because there's a book out there. let the child read the book when they're in eighth grade or high school or something, when it's not going to have that much of an effect. But there's no need in running from it either, because you're scared. That's literally why we're in the predicament politically today than we are before. Yeah, I know you want to blame Trump. I blame everybody, including him. 833-212-1017 is the number. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, top five at five next.